Reporting for KZYX, this is Dan Young. On Wednesday, August 23rd, the Fort Bragg Planning Commission discussed a proposed new use permit with special conditions for Fort Bragg's Hospitality House homeless shelter. This facility also offers meals, showers, and laundry services for homeless and other impoverished local residents who are not living at the shelter. The new use permit was developed in response to nuisance complaints from neighbors related to both alleged issues on the shelter property and other issues allegedly caused elsewhere in the neighborhood by people seeking services from the facility. The permit has 18 special conditions that were agreed to by the larger hospitality center nonprofit that runs the shelter. The recent discussions before the Fort Bragg Planning Commission are just the latest in a series of controversies surrounding homelessness and homeless services in Fort Bragg over the last 3 years. The controversies have mostly been ignited by a faction in Fort Bragg that is trying to curtail or shut down services for people experiencing homelessness and other impoverished local residents. To this end, they have targeted the Hospitality Center nonprofit, individuals on its staff, and individuals in the city government seen as sympathetic to the organization. In the 2016 Fort Bragg City Council election, this faction backed candidates Bernie Norvell and Will Lee. Once elected, Norvell and Lee in turn appointed Nancy Swithenbank and Curtis Bruckler to the Fort Bragg Planning Commission. These two commissioners opposed the new use permit for Hospitality House being discussed on Wednesday, August 23rd. However, the conditions of the use permit also faced criticism from some Mendocino Coast residents who would like to see services to address homelessness expanded and improved. On August 23rd, Fort Bragg Community Development Director Murray Jones described those conditions in great detail, and the first conditions mentioned were among those that raised concerns for some community members.
So the first special condition is that the total number of overnight guests at the emergency shelter shall not exceed 24. If the provision is violated, the operator shall pay a code violation fee as determined by the city's fee schedule for each occurrence of violation.
Pamela Cohen, an attorney who represented the hospitality center related to the alleged nuisance violations, gave a presentation to the Planning Commission that included the following description of the impacts that these first two conditions could have.
And then the other things that they agreed to is to no longer make these emergency exceptions to the number of 24 guests overnight. As Murray mentioned, that only happened a few times, and it was always an emergency. Very often a mother with children coming in, people they felt like they couldn't say no to, but they understand now that they have to say no even when they're turning a child out into the street, which is unfortunate, but that's what they're going to have to do.
The 18 overall stipulations also attempted to generally limit the growth of services offered by Hospitality Center out of its Hospitality House location, as Marie Jones described on August 23rd.
The Hospitality House shall not expand the hours of meal service. Meal service shall be limited to 20,000 meals per year. Other homeless services currently offered at this facility shall not be intensified or expanded. The Hospitality House shall not offer any new services that attract additional clients to the facility at other times of the day or otherwise intensify the utilization of the facility, included but not limiting to counseling, education services, mental health services, mail services, computer access, food pantry, etc.
Local resident Carol White had tough words for the city about some of these use permit conditions.
Considering the position that the manager is in of having to deny a young mother with a young child because of 24 beds, or telling people, sorry, we can't feed you because we've already made 20,000 meals this year, that one of you come to the house and deliver that news to somebody who is in great need.
On the initiative of Planning Commissioner Stan Miklos, the agreement with the Hospitality Center was modified to allow that the homeless shelter could expand its laundry and shower offerings for non-residents in the future if resources to provide these became available. During the meeting, Jones also read off another condition of the use permit that raised concern from those critical of the Hospitality Center organization.
The Hospitality House shall monitor client behavior on and adjacent to the Hospitality House premises and shall report illegal behavior to the police department and cooperate with the police department to address client behavior that disturbs the peace. Adjacent to means the sidewalk directly in front of the Hospitality House property and the alley directly behind the Hospitality House property.
Recently appointed Planning Commissioner Curtis Bruckler was one of those who expressed concern that the Hospitality Center was not also being asked to police areas adjacent to other properties in the homeless shelter's neighborhood. Bruckler's concerns were answered by Rob Epstein, a San Rafael-based lawyer hired by the city of Fort Bragg to help represent them in the matter surrounding alleged nuisance violations by the hospitality center.
The issue isn't whether there are people in the vicinity that are doing things that might constitute a nuisance. It's whether Hospitality House has A, the responsibility for those people, or B, the ability to control them. And when people are not on the Hospitality House property or adjacent to it, Hospitality House doesn't have the ability or authority to regulate them. And to attempt to regulate Hospitality House by either making new conditions or, you know, some other action against its use permit based on activities of its clients in areas other than Hospitality House would be, in my judgment, unlawful.
The Fort Bragg Planning Commission ultimately voted 3-2 to approve the Hospitality House's new use permit with special conditions. Commission members Swithenbank and Bruckler dissented. For KZYX News, this is Dan Young.